Welcome to Mini Dharma Talk Mondays on the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Kohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening.
So, because of this board game, I've been thinking a lot about yoga and how to apply the teachings of the Yoga Sutras to our everyday life, which is why before we started, we chanted the eight limbs of yoga again, also known as Raja Yoga. And in the eight limbs of yoga, there is what is called pratyahara, concentration, right? Translates as simple as that, concentration. Okay. So when you think about pratyahara as concentration, you can think about it when you sit in your seat and you meditate and you try to withdraw the senses of the mind and focus on the internal rather than the external to reach a state of meditation, dhyana, to hopefully one day become enlightened and have the mind, body, and soul connected. Okay, great. However, let's look at it from an everyday standpoint. Where you put your energy, right? Pratyahara, dharana, withdrawing the senses, and concentration. Where I put my energy in life. If I concentrate on something, is it good for me? What do I mean by that? Okay. Let's say I want to get a job promotion, or I want to get a new job. It's a common occurrence amongst us worker folk. And I apply for a job, and I really want the job. And it's my dream job. The salary is what I want to live the life I want. The environment at work is exactly what I want. The mission behind the company is something I believe in, and the prestige of getting this job is everything I've been working for. And I start to think about the what ifs. What if they don't hire me? What if I don't do a good job on my interview? What if I go in and I'm not prepared? And I start to put all my energy, all my concentration on my focus on not succeeding. Do you think I'm going to get the job or not? I'm not going to get the job, correct? Thank you for acknowledging. I like that you always give me feedback. You're always like, yes, no. What if I put my energy into toxic relationships? I put all my concentration and all my effort into being around negative people in life. People that complain, criticize, and judge. Will I be a positive person? Or will I be a negative person? Will I walk with my head held high? Or will I always be complaining about the world around me because I put my energy into surrounding myself with negative people? How will I be? Toxic and negative. When we practice yoga, we have to understand that what we do here in this space, in this room, on this yoga mat, is also how we live our life outside of yoga. When we're running our errands, when we're going to our job, when we're with our friends and with our family. Because how you do one thing is how you do everything in life. So if you are on your yoga mat and you're practicing yoga and you're looking around the room and saying, my downward facing dog, my warrior two is better than your warrior two. Look at that person over there judging. The energy that you put into things, the things that you concentrate on in your yoga practice, they're also what you're going to be concentrating on in life. Comparing and contrasting, judgment, or if you come to your yoga practice with joy and gratitude. And when you practice yoga, you try to find ways to become a better person in life. To see that spark of divinity in all things. To try to find that connection to that inner sense of the self. When you leave this room, that's what you'll be concentrating on. And then that will be your reality. It's what you focus on is what you become. And that's how we take the practice of yoga from the Yoga Sutras and apply it to our everyday life. So let's sit up tall and close our eyes. Where do you put your concentration? Where do you put your focus? Where do you put your energy?
Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.